Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome. Picture perfect day here at Road America. Some white puffy clouds, blue skies, and the Xfinity NASCAR series ready to roll as they get it all underway this weekend. You've had time trials today. You had the F3 race go on today, practices today. So you heard a lot of the engines, but over the weekend they get it going for real. We'll talk more about that coming up here in just a little bit. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Van Horn Automotive. They believe, look, take it for 90 days. Remember, I've been telling you about this, and I said it was available at some of their FCA locations? Well, not anymore. It's available at all of their locations. They've expanded this thing. It's been so successful. We've talked about it so much. Go ahead. Look, take a car for 90 days, and if you love it, you get up to $2,000 off, if that's your car. Otherwise, you bring it back. No questions asked. You just say, yeah, it's not the car for me. Maybe I need something bigger, something smaller, something more economical. Maybe I want to splurge a little bit. Maybe I want more bells and whistles. They can figure out a way to get you into whatever it is you need and can afford and want and all that kind of good stuff. But that's the home of the 90-day test drive exclusively, by the way, at Van Horn Automotive. That is Van Horn Automotive. Go to vanhornauto.com to see all their dealerships, all the makes, all the models, all the cars. VanHornAuto.com. They have a presence out here at Road America as well. They're great people. Love working with them. And I'm going to go back and get another one here in less than a month, as a matter of fact. I've already looked at a couple of different things that I want to try out. So that's what I'm going to do. But go do what I did. Go to VanHornAuto.com. That's VanHornAuto.com and see for yourself. Let's call Paul, shall we?
Need the latest news and analysis on your green and gold? Well, we better call Paul.
Paul Emig, our green and gold analyst, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. And, Paul, when it comes to our broadcast, we don't have any holes in our end zones.
That has a lot of potential innuendo that I will let you
feel. I want to get that on a T-shirt. The Bill Michaels Show, we have no holes in our end zone. How are we looking?
And then,
there you go.
And then only produce it in Winnipeg because it'll go over really big there.
Yeah. Yep, there you go.
The official sponsor of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Boy, I just – that was – look, I know that became the story, and the field wasn't terrible. It wasn't awful or anything like that, but, you know, it certainly did become the story, unfortunately, and there's so much more to this because, I mean, let's be honest. Now, we wanted to break down the wide receiving corps, and I've stated this time and again, I believe that the top four guys right now in the wide receiving corps, Devontae Adams, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Jake Kumerow, and Geronimo Allison. Kumerow and Allison, I believe, are your slot guys. I think Marquez Valdes-Scantling and Devontae Adams on the outside are your outside guys. Now it comes down to what you're going to do with the rest. And Trevor Davis, in many eyes, I think played his way back onto this team last night. The unfortunate thing is Equanimeous St. Brown, depending on what you hear, anything from a high ankle sprain to a dislocated ankle. One requires surgery, one doesn't. So we'll have to wait and see. But, you know, Alan Lazar, Darius Shepard, they have separated themselves, and Jamon Moore is only seeing like 10 to 14 snaps a game. He's not doing too much and not getting thrown to at all. I think he's played his way off of this team. So as much as we want to break it down, pick where you want to start.
Yeah, I was thinking we'd go kind of like one by one. I mean, we can skip the obviouses, and I think we totally agree. You know, I mean, Valdes-Scantling, 100% chance of being on the roster. Geronimo Allison, 100%. We both agree that Kumerow's like a lock, but is he 100% or is he 98% or is he just he's no different than Allison and MVS? Bill, is he a 100% lock?
I think he's a lock. I don't know the percent, but I think he's more 80 or better.
Yeah. So that's kind of what I was thinking. Is like, let's go and let's say, okay, so Trevor Davis is next. The question with Trevor Davis has been injuries, and can he stay healthy? And really, can he be more than a special teams guy? And it's not to diminish being a good special teams guy, because you can have a really good career in the league, as Jarrett Bush found out in Green Bay, as Chris Banjo, who was once with the Packers and now has continued a really long career and been with the New Orleans Saints for a while and made several million dollars. But the question with Davis was, would he ever actually be a wide receiver? After last night, healthy, productive, just clearly on a different level than the twos and threes he was playing against, I'm going to bump him up to like 90% making the roster. Where are you at with Trevor Davis?
Trevor Davis, I think I'm there with you, 90%. There's still something in the back of my head that says if they end up keeping four tight ends and, say, an extra lineman or something like that, that maybe they just go with six wideouts and maybe a guy like Lazard, because I don't think you're going to squeeze him off to your practice squad at this point. I think he's had so many catches and he's been so efficient and so a go-to guy. I think he's probably played his way into some eyes of, inquiring eyes from other teams. So I don't think you're going to sneak him past. So I would say Trevor Davis is on the team. I'd say 80 to 90%. But if they decide to go with the extra tight end or maybe an extra lineman or an extra depth linebacker, an extra DB for a linebacker, then maybe he could be the odd man looking in. But I think he's on the roster.
So you said in that – you talked about Alan Lazard. I think had we had this conversation on Monday or Tuesday, I would have said like 55%. I think I'm down after Trevor Davis clearly 100%, well, close to 100%, 90%, locked in his roster spot. I'm going to fall Lazard down to about 25, 30%, Bill. Are you higher than that on Lazard?
I'm higher than that on Lazard. I would say 50 or 60%. I would probably say I'm leaning more towards him making the team than not making the team. So I probably have to go with 60%.
So then where are you on Darius Shepherd? Higher or lower than Lazard?
Lower than Lazard.
Wow. Okay, so I would differ there. So at one point, Bill, about a week or two ago, as Darius Shepherd became the return guy in Trevor Davis's absence, I kind of thought it was a Davis or Shepherd situation. And, just from my vantage point, one person's subjective opinion, who do I have a better chance of sliding onto the practice squad, Alan Lazard or Darius Shepherd? One has shown his ability as a return guy, and that's Shepherd. So I think you'd have a lesser chance of sneaking Shepherd through. So I think if I was looking at it right now, especially after Equanimeous St. Brown's injury, which, doesn't look good, could be a season ender. You hate to say that,
right.
But it is what it is.
I hope it's not, though. I really wanted to see him have that breakout year because I think he's, and I've said it before, I think he's kind of a poor man's Donald Driver, good over the middle, big wingspan, big hands, and I think he can really be an asset to this team.
And I do, too. It would appear, unless he gets extremely lucky today, that it won't be this year that he contributes. So he's, likely IR candidate, which for me boosted Shepherd up to about like 60, 65%. But you're lower than that, obviously, because you have him below Lazard, huh?
I do. Just because, and I'll tell you why. Because of the praise that's been heaped upon him from both Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers. I think there's more recognition for something that Lazard is not only doing on the field, but as he has been talked about time and again, he doesn't have to have talent to have effort, and everybody's noticing his effort. And I think that's the kind of football player they want. So maybe he's gained a foothold because of not only the productivity on the field, but because of the way he goes about his business in practice.
So here's where my mind went back and forth on him, and the reason I boosted him above 50% back on like Monday was because of what Rodgers said. And then I wondered to myself a couple of days later, is he trying to do him a solid, is Rodgers trying to do Lazard a solid by, putting some good press out there, knowing that, hey, not every wide receiver can make this team. If Rodgers says something good about this guy, it could go a long way in terms of him having an NFL job this year, not a practice squad job. So that's a tough one for me, Bill. But so before we get to the rest of the group, so that means you have your four locks. You have your Adams, your Allison, your MVS, your Kumerow. You have Trevor Davis at 90%. You have Lazard at over 50%. So are those your six now after the St. Brown injury or not?
My six, if I had to make the cuts today, Adams, Valdez-Scantling, Kumerow, Allison, Trevor Davis, Alan Lazard. Those are the guys that I would have on the team. And Equanimeous St. Brown, obviously, because of the injury, I'm assuming that he's not going to be available. Now, if he's available, that changes things. But that would be the sixth. My seventh then comes down to the distinction between Jamon Moore and Darius Shepherd. And right now, if I had to make a lean, I would probably say, just by what I'm witnessing via the Packers, I'd probably say Darius Shepherd and Jamon Moore is looking for a job.
Yeah, so I'm on Jamon Moore, Bill. I'm at like 10% chance of making the roster. Are you as low as I am?
Yeah, just for the fact that he is very – even after Matt LaFleur praised him for his best week of practice, they didn't use him and they didn't go to him in the game last week in Baltimore. So I'm thinking to myself, boy, they're praising him for a reason, but I wonder why. Maybe they're just giving him a confidence boost, but when you're going to be like, hey, this guy's really practicing well, it was his best week, but by the way, he's really not in our game plan, that makes you look and go, okay – you know, he could be the best trash taker outer at this point, and he's not going to get the job as the custodian. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think the toughest thing is people are going to say, because I just can't envision a scenario where Jamon Moore, unless two guys ahead of him are injured in the next week and a half, making the roster. And people are going to say like fourth round pick bust, bad pick by Gutekunst, which isn't completely without its validity. But I would say there's a reason that Brian Gutekunst in his first draft as Packers GM took three wide receivers in back-to-back-to-back rounds. And it's because you hope that one of them really shines, one of them becomes a serviceable player, and you assume one of the three will fail. Now, you probably don't think the guy you take first of those three in the fourth round is the one who's going to fail, but when you connect, as you did on MVS, and, St. Brown, of course, the injury is going to change his trajectory temporarily, but, it seems like he'll be a good player for a little while. Mm-hmm. Maybe not MVS level great, but good. I think you still came out well from taking those three wide receivers, even if they cut more. Do you think so as well?
No, I agree. By the way, even last week, Jamon Moore, no statistics, played only 18 snaps.
Yeah, I mean, it's trending in the very wrong direction.
So his snaps have gone down week to week to week. I mean, that's indicative. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's really, Bill, there's a couple other names you could discuss, but that's pretty much the group. And so I really, if St. Brown is out, it opens up a spot for, I think, Shepherd or Lazard, unless the Packers keep seven, which I highly doubt, and then maybe they can both make it with Moore still on the outside looking in. But they're going to keep four tight ends. They're going to keep three running backs plus a fullback, so four total in the backfield. I don't think you can keep four tight ends, four halfbacks, and seven wide receivers, plus nine offensive linemen. It just seems unlikely, right?
Mm-hmm. No, I agree.
All right.
I completely agree. I think we're on the same page. I think that our percentage of making the team for guys that have impressed us may be a little bit off. But I think for the most part, we're probably thinking down the same lines. Now, if Ted Thompson were in charge, I'd say, well, we know we're all full of crap because that's never going to happen, and we don't think like Ted. But I think Gutekunst is a little bit different. And from what I hear coming out of Green Bay and what I've witnessed, I think we're pretty much on the same page. I think it comes down to a numbers game as to how many you're keeping of a particular position, such as offensive line, such as tight end. And then obviously that's going to affect your wide receiving core.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I think the last one I'd hit you with before we talk another day is Tim Boyle, the backup quarterback on September 5th.
Yes, he is. Unless they go off of the roster, I think he's done enough to justify. Look, we said it a couple of weeks ago against the Houston Texans. The cat's just got something. I don't know what it is. He's just got something. He's calm in the pocket. He looks like he's more poised. He's not so quick to run. He likes to hang in there and try to get. There's something about him, and I think it's just where you look at yourself and go, I just like this guy, He just does it, So I guess that's the best way of looking at it. Maybe it's just technique. Maybe it's something that we just see in him that we don't see out of Deshaun Kizer because he's more athletic. Kizer is, but I just look at Boyle and go, I think that's the cat, no doubt.
Yeah, I do too. But hey, real quick, so would you say more likely chance that Boyle is the backup quarterback in 2 weeks or other is the backup quarterback in 2 weeks? Someone else.
I think Boyle. I think Boyle right now. I'd have to say I'd have to say Boyle. Yeah.
I love that LaFleur gave him that chance last night, and I think he started off a little bit slow in the first drive, but he really shone after that. And I'm with you, Bill. Tim Boyle, number two QB in Green Bay, going this year.
All right, you're the man. There you go. Paul Emig. Appreciate it, Paul. Have a good weekend. We'll talk again on Monday, okay?
Yeah, I love it. Great conversation. Thanks, Bill.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Paul Emig, our green and gold analyst, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years. I've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back, Bill Michaels Show. We continue on. Good to have Paul Emig on. That was good stuff. Hopefully you enjoyed that. I know there's some people waiting for that today. So that was good stuff. Appreciate it very much. Hey, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Neumel Medical, treating guys with ED all over the state of Wisconsin, well beyond the borders as well. They do it with a 98% success rate. That's all but guaranteeing the fact that they can help you out. So all you got to do is call. Call the medical experts at Neumel Medical, 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. Also, don't forget about the low T treatments, because those, if you're over the age of 30 and you're feeling a little sluggish, a little run down, a little tired, whatever, you know, there's some things there to discuss, because they can certainly help you out with that. Again, 414-455-4451. Then there's the all-in-one weight loss program, and that really does work. And all you got to do is dedicate 30 days. That's it, 30 days, and you're good to go. It'll kind of jumpstart a brand new you and change things a little bit for you and lose some poundage, feel good. And that, again, is the all-in-one weight loss program from the medical experts at Neumel Medical. Again, call them, 414-455-4451. So, it was a weird story. Because Justin Verlander, by the way, I don't know if you happen to see this or read this, but apparently he has violated the CBA. Justin Verlander, they wanted to, well, delay a Detroit Free Press's reporter's access to the Wednesday post-game availability. A previous version of the story, by the way, was incorrectly talking about who made the decision to do so. But the bottom line is this: the Houston Astros violated the MLB collective bargaining agreement when they blocked a Detroit Free Press reporter from interviewing Justin Verlander after his loss to the Tigers in Houston. Per club media regulations, the reporter should have been allowed to enter the clubhouse post-game at the same time as the other members of the media, according to MLB Vice President of Communications Mike Thiebin. He said in a statement, we have communicated this to the Astros. The club media regulations are part of the league's collective bargaining agreement. It wasn't immediately made clear whether the violation was actionable or not, but the Baseball Writers Association of America called the MLB to respond accordingly and promptly. The Baseball Writers Association of America, alarmed that the Astros decided to restrict clubhouse access to a reporter from the Detroit Free Press after Wednesday's game. And basically, he didn't want to talk to this guy. He didn't like the guy from his time in Detroit, and they delayed the access to the post-game availability. And the reporter wasn't allowed to interview Verlander. By the time he got in there, Verlander was gone. The Astros allowed reporters from Houston to speak with Verlander for 6 minutes, while three security officials stood between the entrance to the clubhouse and this particular reporter from the Detroit Free Press. The Astros gave the reporter access to the clubhouse after Verlander's media session was over, and then the delay apparently violated the club media regulations. Not allowed to do that. So this could be what they call it, actionable. And Justin Verlander tweets out, he said, look, I declined to speak with the Detroit Free Press rep last night because of his unethical behavior in the past. I reached out to the Detroit Free Press multiple times before the game to notify them why and to give them an opportunity to have somebody else there. Ironically, they didn't answer. Although I tried to avoid the situation altogether, I've still reached out to the Detroit Free Press multiple times today with no response. They're still not interested in my side of the story. The bottom line is this. I understand if you've got a reporter that has made it personal, I understand it. Because that's not what reporters are supposed to do. Any of us, we're not supposed to make it personal. Okay? Now, doing what I do as a sports talk show host, you bring an opinion. Okay? And you try not, you really try. I mean, you try not to make it personal. You're a fan of the team, and you're a fan of the players, and there's guys you like and guys you don't like, but you're just trying to look at things objectionably. And you're trying to have a take of some type. And you're trying to have a take that's conversational, so other people are interested in either one, hearing it, or two, arguing it, right? I mean, that's what sports talk is. But when it comes to reporting, there's a difference. And in today's society, I have to be honest, just look at the local news. The local news, news in general, it's not just local. I shouldn't blame this on local, but the news in general, when you see stations, when you see networks trying to interject and create their own story, they've lost their objectivity. Because what you're supposed to do, the most ethical thing you are supposed to do, is just report the facts as you know them. Not as you believe them, but as you know them. You know, in any journalism class, they're always going to tell you three sources that are not linked to confirm any kind of a breaking story. Otherwise, you just write the report as you see it. And as a reporter, you're a reporter, you're not a columnist. So then there's a difference, because a columnist can interject their thought. A reporter is interjecting strictly facts into the story. So this particular reporter, who was there to cover the game and cover Justin Verlander, at least according to Justin Verlander, has made it personal. As he said, unethical. So I understand, but we've seen Aaron Rodgers do it. Say, look, hey, I'm not going to talk to this guy. We've seen other, Michael Cohn? Joe, was it Michael Cohn that put some things out about the Packers, and then the Packers got, PO'd about it, and yeah. Guys didn't want to talk to Michael Cohn? Yeah, I think it was Michael Cohn.
Yeah.
So we've seen that happen.
Even our own Chuck Freeman got denied because Chris Davis was so upset that, our show and the fan of Milwaukee was saying bad things about him. So he said, no, I'm not going to do this interview until he leaves.
And
is
that's,
that right?
You know what?
Is that fair?
Which actually that makes more of a story than anything, to be honest with you. But you as a player, you don't have to answer their questions. They can be a part of the media scrum, and they can certainly stick a microphone in your face. You don't have to answer their questions. If they say, hey, did you feel this or do you feel that? You can just go yes or no. You can go Marshawn Lynch on them, okay, because you're still there. You're still doing your due diligence. You don't have to give anything. And I know he wanted to talk to the certain group of media reporters that were there from Houston, and he didn't want to talk to this particular guy. But you don't have to answer their question. You can just say, look, you can keep your microphone here and still – conduct part of this interview, but I'm not really going to answer your questions other than with one word, yes or no answers. So, if you feel that, but to bar somebody, all you've done now is draw attention to the story. You can have an actionable offense regarding the collective bargaining agreement, and it makes you look petty. I mean, because fans look at it and go, look, you're a $1 million athlete. Oh, you don't have to say anything. Most people don't give anything but cliches anyway. So what do you care? You're getting paid a ton of money. That's part of your job. You know, if a guy made it personal, don't intermingle with the guy. You know, just give him the stand pat cliche stuff and then move on. But if this guy is really one of the – and I don't know. I don't know the reporter. I couldn't honestly tell you. But I have seen reporters that are just slimy. They're just out to get you. And I understand it, because, look, they got a job to do. They're, as Aaron Rodgers like to call it, they're going for clickbait. And you're trying to avoid being a part of a story that isn't, or a part of a lie that has been twisted. So it's tough, but you can't say, I don't like this guy, and I want him barred. Because then it starts to become picking and choosing. And I have been pissed off at some of the franchises in this state that pick and choose who they want to cover. Anybody that's ever said anything negative, man, if they change a job or move on, they've been around for a long time and they've covered different teams and done different things with different franchises, and all of a sudden they're not working for the big dog in town or the big paper or the big publication or the big radio station, the big television market. They're working for a small, and all of a sudden you just you come up with reasons not to let them there because you don't like what they say. That's censorship, and that sucks. And I think any team, any franchise that does that is gutless and cowardly. I really do, because that just means you don't want the truth put out there about you, and that's what we're there to report. So it's a fine line when you start barring reporters from locker rooms to a version of censorship. That's just my two cents on it. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to do so. Coming up next, buy or sell. We are broadcasting live out here at Road America. Don't forget our friends over at Bud Light reminding you, go to the Milwaukee Rally site, MilwaukeeRally.com. That's MilwaukeeRally.com. As all the motorcycles coming in from around the world, not just the country, but the world, coming into Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin next weekend. And for all the information, for all the events, everything that's going on, all the music, all the dealerships, go to MilwaukeeRally.com, MilwaukeeRally.com. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. In the world of sports, a lot of people say a lot of things. But does it pass the big unit test? Let's play Buy or Sell. Brought to you by Bryant & Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. This is the Bill Michaels Show.
We're broadcasting live out here at Road America, the Xfinity NASCAR Series, roaring through the road course right now. And speaking of that, the NASCAR Series is out there right now. As you probably hear in the background a little bit, they are here at Road America, and they are practicing right now. And I love it. This is awesome. Time now for buy or sell. Though we'll get into the rest of the stuff coming up a little bit later on. But time now for some buy or sell radio. Joe Zinzola, what do you got?
Tim Boyle. He's a decent quarterback, but he's nothing special.
Oh boy, that's a great question, because you know what? See, he's got something, and I believe that. So, but does it make him special? I mean, is he Aaron Rodgers special? Hell no. Is he special because he's got that something? Yeah, but in the blanket statement that is, I'm going to sell because he's a backup quarterback. If he was special, he would be starting for another team somewhere, someplace, sometime. But he hasn't been and won't be this year. I think he's going to be the backup quarterback to Aaron Rodgers. But is he special? Aaron Rodgers special? No. Nay. So I'm going to sell on that. No.
Buy or sell?
DeShone Kizer gets cut before the start of the season.
See, that's another great question, because I don't know if they're going to cut him or if they're going to carry three. That's a great question. I mean, just on its face, I'm going to say I'm going to buy it, that he does get cut. But they traded for that guy. They believe in that guy. So, yeah, I'm going to say he gets cut. I'm going to say DeShone Kizer gets cut. I'll buy that. I look at DeShone Kizer and see a guy with a lot of the what could have been, but I'm just going to buy it. I don't know why, but I just am, because I just believe that DeShone Kizer, being a quarterback that kind of suffered through the hard times over there in Cleveland, he's got something, but I don't know what his level of value is, so to speak. God, I want to. Trying to be honest here, I just. They traded for that guy. They saw something in him. They believe in him. But yeah, I'm going to say he gets cut. Going to buy it.
Buy or sell?
So I was looking at USA Today, and they had sports biggest villains. And this included guys like Floyd Mayweather, Conor McGregor. And then at the top of the list was Tom Brady. Buy or sell.
Why would you put Tom Brady? Yeah, why would you put him on there?
So buy or sell, Tom Brady is one of sports' biggest villains. Jeez.
Nah, I'm going to sell that. I'm selling on that. Look, you got to look. Barry Bonds is a villain. Mayweather is a villain. Conor McGregor is a villain. You've had a lot of Jags that have played the sport over the years in whatever it happens to be. I mean, Tiger Woods can be looked at as a villain. You know, even though he's been a winner, but because of all the stuff that's gone on, he could be considered a villain. But Tom Brady, you know why Tom Brady's a villain? Because people believe that because of a couple of pounds and a deflated football, that's the reason he won all those championships, and that's just not true. He's just been a guy that you haven't been able to knock off the perch, and people are pissed about it. As much as it pains me to watch the New England Patriots year in and year out go in and get wins, and mainly for the fact that the Packers are not getting wins, he's not a villain. He's just a hell of a quarterback that a lot of people are jealous of his success. And if you're going to look at a villain, look more at the villain of Bill Belichick than anybody else. I mean, Bill just keeps doing what he does, and he doesn't care, and he goes about his business, and here it is. So bite me. That's kind of Bill Belichick's methodology. So, no, Tom Brady's not a villain. No, people that say he is, they're just crazy.
Buy or sell.
Between the NFL, Major League Baseball, and the NBA, MLB has become the most unwatchable.
Well, see, for me personally, no. But for America, yes. There is, and it's, I'm not going to say it's surprising, but there's a level of fandomonium growing, and it's not just here, okay? It's not just in Wisconsin for the Bucks, but it's for the NBA in general. The NBA has done a magnificent job of the way they market themselves, of the way they're viewed, their image, their style, the way Adam Silver has embraced many of the changes. They've looked at these things, and they've really excelled there. And so the NBA is now running, in my opinion, second to the NFL. And the NFL is king just because. You know, and if the NFL continues in this direction and they have another subpar season, I mean, you could see the TV ratings drop, although last year the ratings actually went back up again. But you could see the TV ratings drop. But Major League Baseball is trying to find itself, and they didn't do themselves any good by whatever it is they did to the baseball in hitting a record number of home runs, because that is not what people are paying attention to anymore. The home run, we've been there, done that. And when we found out that Barry Bonds, we found out that Mark McGwire, we found out that Sammy Sosa, and all those guys, we figured out their juicing and what was going on, suddenly that ability was tainted. But we keep those records because they're records. They were legitimate balls that flew out of the ballparks. So, but we now know those records are never going to be touched, because you're not allowing guys to do HCG and growth hormones and testosterone and all the other stuff anymore. So we know those records are never going to be touched. The only time if baseball had somebody that got a hit streak together that would chase down Joe DiMaggio, we would all be watching baseball again, because that is something that I believe in my lifetime I will never see fall. I just don't, because it's not about contact anymore. It's about launch angles and home runs. So Joe DiMaggio's record, I don't think will fall in my lifetime. The remainder of what I have left on this earth is not going. It's not going to happen. I firmly believe that baseball has morphed into something that is, I agree with you, almost unwatchable. For me, I watch it because I have to and because I do enjoy the game. But I can see where the average Joe would say, "There's no way I'm waiting 3.5 minutes to see a ball in play. Screw this. I'm going to go find something else to do." And that's what they're doing. So I agree with that.
Buy or sell.
All right, last one for you, Bill. Buy or sell, the Brewers sweep the Diamondbacks this weekend.
I'm going to sell that. I think they win 2 out of 3. And I think at home they perform better against the Cardinals and the Cubs. But I think what it's going to come down to is the Brewers need to get within a game, and the Brewers then have that opportunity to make some hay, not against the Cardinals and the Cubs. Not against the Cardinals and the Cubs. But once they get out of the Cardinals and the Cubs, and then the Brewers start to make their run while the Cubs are playing on the road, and we know the Cubs don't fare very well on the road, and the Cardinals are toiling away with some of the better teams and away from their home. The Brewers are going to be playing the Padres, the Pirates, the Reds, and the Rockies. And the Brewers are going to have an opportunity, if they're one or two games back, to make hay in those games because they've got, seven of them at home against the Padres and the Pirates, and then they go on the road to close things out, three against the Reds and three against the Rockies. That West Coast trip, if you want to call it that, mountain time trip to Colorado, may be what determines whether or not they actually win the division or not.
That's it.
That's it. There you have it. That is the way we do it. And we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. We're broadcasting live out here at Road America. And I continue to remind you, our Fisher House ride coming up on Sunday, September 1st. Please go to BillMichaelSports.com. Support our great sponsors, Stoley's Hog Alley out there on Oconomowoc on Venice Beach Road. Don't forget about Sean and the gang at Epoxy Flooring Done Right. They're good people. They've helped us out with this motorcycle ride. And they put their money where their mouth is. And they're also huge supporters of veterans as well. So please come out and help us out and help us support our sponsors as well. And epoxy flooring done right. If you're a homeowner or a business owner looking for an epoxy floor coating or a polyurea coating, man, they do it. They do it with a lifetime warranty, and they're willing to paint the room that you're putting the flooring in for free. Call my buddy Sean, 262-443-2852, 262-443-2852, or go to epoxyflooringdoneright.com. And don't forget about the 12th annual Big Unit Poker Run presented by Bud Light and Concordia University. Sunday, September 1st, we start at Milwaukee Brewing, downtown Milwaukee. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program. Bill Michaels Show on the air, and we're going to tell you a little bit about Pierce Manufacturing coming up here momentarily because they got a tremendous event going on out at Lambeau Field. We'll get into that coming up in just a moment. Time now for the Neumel Heads Up Plays of the Week, brought to you by our friends at Neumel Medical, treating guys with ED all over the state of Wisconsin, beyond the borders. They do it with a 98% success rate, but you can't do anything if you don't call. 414-455-4451. Heads Up Play number one. Moose, he hits a three-run shot. Here it is.
And there's Moustakas deep into right field. And this ball's going to be up and out of here. Mike Moustakas with a three-run blast. And the Brewers off to a great start tonight. Number 31 for the Moose. A four-run first inning. Still only one out.
There you go. Moose with one three-run shot right there. Number two, what is it, Radio Joe?
Well, it looks like he solidified his job after last night's stellar performance. Trevor Davis with the 13-yard touchdown catch.
Boyle is 3-3 on this drive. Third down and three. Boyle, and he's going to the end zone and caught! That's a touchdown flag thrown. Trevor Davis with the grab. My goodness, has he played well tonight.
And then number three, one of Aaron Rodgers' new favorite weapons, that is Jay Kumerow, but he catches it from somebody different. It's a 16-yard touchdown, though. It all counts.
Boyle, third and seven on the 16-yard line of the Raiders. Boyle to the end zone, caught for a touchdown! Kumerow got him! Or Don Nick Nelson, Boyle has thrown another touchdown pass for Green Bay.
Coom Dog with a 16-yard touchdown pass from Tim Boyle, and that's the way it rounds out the Neumel Heads Up Plays of the Week, brought to you by Neumel Medical. Hey, I was telling you about the Memorial Stair Climb. It's coming up. The 2019 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb at Lambeau Field takes place Saturday, September 7th. Great way to honor and remember the firefighters who selflessly gave their lives so that others might live on 9/11/2001. And each participant pays tribute to an FDNY firefighter climbing the equivalent of the 110 stories of the World Trade Center. Now, your individual tribute not only remembers the sacrifice of the FDNY brothers and sisters, but symbolically completes their heroic journey to save others. Through the firefighter and community participation, they can ensure that each of the 343 firefighters is honored and that the world knows they will never forget. On-site registration, Lambeau Field, Saturday, September 7th, 8 a.m. Go through the Quick Trip gate, or you can enter the day before from 4 to 7, same gate. The cost is $40 per climber, and all the proceeds are donated to the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation. And for more information, and you want to register online, you can do so. Just go to Pierce, P-I-E-R-C-E, Pierce Manufacturing, M-F-G, PierceMFG.com/climb, PierceMFG.com/climb. So there you go. That's from our friends at Pierce Manufacturing. Beautiful day out here at Road America. It is just picture perfect. It's supposed to be good weather all weekend. The Xfinity NASCAR Series is here. As you can hear, the cars warming up on the track, and they're running some practice laps right now. And they are camping on site. They continue to expand this place. They continue to put in more entertainment value inside this place, put in more permanent structures inside this place. But I'll be honest with you, on a Friday night going into a Saturday night, this place also becomes either one side, which is family camping, and the other side, which is just a damn party. So come on out to Road America and just simply enjoy yourself. It's one of the hidden gems of Wisconsin. If you haven't ever been here, make it your first time. And for those that have been here, it's like your first time all over again. Every time you drive through the gates and you find your spot on the track, and I guarantee you, you've not sat in the same spot every year, or at least if you do, you found a favorite place. If you haven't, drive around the track and find a couple of different vantage points, and you'll experience it for the first time all over again. It's I love this place. I really do. We've got Mike Clemens from NFL Sirius Radio. Mike is going to join us, and we're going to get his thoughts on what went down in Winnipeg, Canada last night. That is coming up. Stay tuned for that. Also want to remind you, The Fan, our flagship station out of Milwaukee, their golf outing benefiting Give Kids the World Village. It is a tremendous event coming up on September 25th. That's a Wednesday out at Western Lakes Golf Course. Go to 1057fmthefan.com and get yourself registered, whether it's a single or you got a foursome, a group of buddies, friends, couples, whatever it happens to be. Come on out. You get a celebrity paired up with you, and it is a blast. I cannot ask you enough to come out and golf for a tremendous cause. Going to go ahead and take a quick break. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.